In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Glory be to God. Amen. It is too hard for me to speak in this period of the Great Lent about any other topic except the Great Lent or fasting. The first question which I hope everyone asks himself: why we are fasting? Sometimes we hear, the Catholic Church has lot of days of fasting, more than 200 days a year. And sometimes we say, it is too long for me to fast the Great Lent for 55 days. Why God granted me this body and then he asks me to fast? He created the whole world for me. He brought my first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden. He granted them all kinds of fruits. And now he asks me to fast. Why? If he is the true father and lover of mankind, and he is preparing special place in heaven to me, and he is interested in me and involved in my salvation and in my glorification, then why he asks me to fast all these days and in this, as it appears, as a severe way? Last week, when I heard the gospel concerning the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ, because last week we called Sunday of the temptation. While I was in the sanctuary and I heard the gospel, I want to confess, I was as if I was in heaven. And I said, this day we have to call it not the Sunday of temptation. It is the Sunday of the ministry of angels to us, because at the last verse of the reading, behold, the angels came and ministered to him, to the Lord Jesus Christ. They ministered to him not because he was in need of their ministry or their service. They served him because he wants us to be served by his angels. I felt, in fact, I was in a very joyful feast. Therefore, we can say the Great Lent is a trip of joy. Not only the Great Lent, all our life, in fact, a very joyful trip with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our pleasure to rejoice and to celebrate a unique feast because we are with the Lord. Saint Athanasius the Great wrote in one or many of his letters, the Paschal letters, which he used to send before the feast of the Easter, or what at the time it was called the Christian Pasch, he said, Jesus Christ is our feast. Then my feast, in fact, is the Lord himself, who was risen and granted me to be risen with him. I want to add something and say, while I am fasting, in fact, I am celebrating a feast. I am rejoicing. Fasting does not mean to abstain of some kinds of food or from eating and drinking for a period of time. No. Fasting in its essence means I am in a unique meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say to him, thanks a lot, you came from heaven, you descend to me, you accepted me as your own bride. It is a great feast to me that I become a heavenly bride to the heavenly groom. Then when we start the Great Lent, we are not saying, oh, for how long I will fast? What about the foods? What is the period every day in which I abstain from eating and drinking? What about the spiritual exercises which I can discuss with my father in confession? All these things are very, very important. But the core of the feast, of the fasting itself, that I am in fact celebrating a feast. I am with my Lord Jesus Christ. When he fasted on my behalf. And at the end of fasting, the angels came, they descend from heaven and minister to him. It is for me. I know theologically is not accepted. I say I am lucky that I share my Lord his fasting so that I may share him the ministering of the angels to me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who came specially for every one of us, and at the same time to the whole world, he said, when you fast, what we will do? He said, don't be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head. I want to ask especially the young men, who anointed his head today? How many? And the ladies, little ladies. What about the relation between fasting and anointing our head? Imagine there is a funeral service and a person put a lot of perfumes on his head to share in this funeral service. What about the situation? Then why he asks us to anoint our head? Origen says we have to anoint our head with the ointment or with the oil of joy. We are in a feast. We are in, we can say, a marriage celebration with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am full of joy. If you ask a bride before she came to the marriage celebration, her marriage celebration, and we ask her, did you eat? She said, oh, I don't remember even if I ate or not. Today, just couple of hours, I will be in the church, I will be the bride. All the people are looking to me that I am a unique bride. It is a very precious moment in which I am united with my groom. I love him and he loves me. You can't ask her, what about your breakfast or dinner? What did you eat? Are you immune to eat? It is not the time for eating and drinking. All her mind, or her heart, or her emotions are totally absorbed in the groom. This is a situation of fasting. I am called to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no time to speak about eating, drinking, my dressing, all the material or worldly things. I am totally absorbed in my Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I anoint my head with the oil of joy, because I am the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. He asks us, don't be in a sad countenance. You say, oh, in the Great Lent I have to practice repentance. When we practice repentance, are we in sad countenance or in a joyful countenance? Are you rejoicing or you are weeping? What about repentance? When the son or the young son came to his father, surely he was weeping. Not he is weeping because he will confess that he was a sinner and he did something wrong against his father. He was weeping because for a long time he lost his relation with his father. And what about his feeling when he looked his father is running towards him and embracing him and kissing him? He was rejoicing or weeping? Perhaps from outside he was weeping, but about his heart, surely he was full of joy. How is my father truly has a very wide heart? How he loves me? How he came specially, he ran and came to meet me and to embrace me, although I am unworthy of his sonship to, or from my sonship to him. He was full of joy, and his father was full of joy. He said to his son, we have to rejoice, not I have to rejoice, we, all of us, me, my wife, all the people, those who are at my home, all my friends, all my relatives, all the family has to rejoice because he was dead. Now he is alive. He has strayed away, now he returned to my bosom. The repentance means returning to the bosom of the Father in joy, although we are weeping, although we are sorrow for what we have done, but we are full of joy because he opened the gates of forgiveness and of love to me. Then even in the Great Lent, when we repent, we are rejoicing. We are full of hope. Our life, in fact, is life of joy because we are ascending day by day towards heaven. Saint Augustine said, when there is a group, and this group are traveling, you know, at the time of Saint Augustine, they used donkeys, camels, and so on. Groups, because usually they make groups because they are afraid of any problems in their way. When there is a group, and they were going from a city to a city for about 2 or 3 weeks, it is too hard for them to walk or to ride animals for 3 or 4 weeks. How they spend this time joyfully? By singing songs. All the day and night they are singing songs. Even the children, the ladies, the elders, every pair songs. And they say, oh, all these weeks passed as if little moments, because we were singing songs. This is our trip, as Saint Augustine says. It is full of troubles. There are many temptations. We have to struggle, but we are rejoicing because we are on our way to heaven itself. We are looking to our Lord Jesus Christ, who descends specially for every one of us, and it was his pleasure and the pleasure of his Father that he descended and he sacrificed himself on our behalf. I hope we can call the Great Lent a joyful trip of feasts. In every single day of the Great Lent, we are rejoicing more and more. We have more experience in the heavenly life. We discover the mysteries of God. We become more closer to our heavenly groom. We accept every day the ministry of the angels to us. How? We are very lucky. Sometimes I look to myself and to the church and I say, who can express the divine love? When we will meet the Lord Jesus Christ, surely, inshallah, God's will, on clouds, what about our feelings? What we will say? Even the angels will say, how those who are from mud, from air, from dust, became very great creatures, and they became the bride of the incarnate Logos of God. Truly, God made us marvelous. Don't look to yourself, or I look to myself, oh, I am a human being. It is not my will that I came to this world. I had no plan to be a human being here in this world. What is my role in this world? I am one among billions of people all over the world. No. I am very special in the heart of God. God is taking care even of the numbering of my hair. God, in fact, is interested in me. God is involved in preparing glory for me. And my trip, He very close to me. He is the source of my joy. He is the source of my glory. He is, in fact, the heavenly bread and the living water. I am not in lack of anything. In Him, I am full and satisfied by Him, not by the world. And as I receive Him, I become more hungry and thirsty to Him. And this is, in fact, the mystery of our joy. As we receive Him, we love Him more and more. And every time we enjoy the relationship with Him, we discover that we are in heaven itself. How can we spend the Great Lent? I remember once or many times asking some people in the meetings, who is the happiest person in the world? Who is the happiest person in the world? Who? I am the happiest person in the world. I am not in lack of anything. God the Father is my own Father. The Lord Jesus Christ is in my heart. I became a member of His body. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart. He renews my inner man every day. I enjoy the grace of the Holy Trinity. The angels and all the heavenly hosts love me. It is their pleasure to serve every believer. Then I can say, I am the happiest person in the world. And this moment now is the happiest moment in my life. After one moment, I say, now more happier, or I am in more happy than last moment. Then always we are in progress. Always we receive new experience in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Always we are ascending from glory to glory, as it is written in the Bible, and as Saint Jacob of Sirug said, fasting looks like wings. By these wings we are flying towards heaven. When you are flying, we said, oh, don't say, oh, the trip is very hard. No. Or I will be for a long time in this trip. No. I am giving thanks to God that He grants me fasting. And by the Holy Spirit, I have the wings, the spiritual wings. By them, I am in the bosom of the Father. I am receiving the new experience of the heavenly life. Then when we hear the words, anoint your head, remember that we have to anoint our heads by the anointment of joy, and wash your face. Truly, I feel shy and shame because I am full of blame. I can't say I am pure or righteous. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in Him and through Him, I am righteous in the eyes of the Father. I wash my face by his blood. I wash my face by his grace. I received in the baptism the adoption to the Father. And then every day, as many fathers like Jacob of Sirug says, in repentance we receive or we renew our baptism. Every day when I say to God, forgive me my sins, as I forgive others, as if I practice new baptism, because he washed me by his love through his blood. Then we have to obey this commandment, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you don't appear to them to be fasting, but your Father who is in secret place. If a groom discovered that his bride always speaking with others with all the secrets of their life, what about his feeling? Surely he will be depressed. There is a special secrets between the groom and the bride, and through love everyone opens his or her heart to the other, and they want to be very open to each other. It is their pleasure, their joy, that they are united and became as if they were one body, has the same spirit, have the same mind, the same goal, the same hope, and the same glory in heaven. Therefore, as I said, that the Great Lent is a trip of feasts, or the trip of our marriage separation with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to enter in a very secret relationship with God. Nobody can know what is in my heart. My heart became the temple of God. My heart became, in fact, the place or the dwelling place of the Holy Trinity. It is too hard for me to express my inner feelings and to show my secret or invisible relationship with God. I hope truly in this great feast all of us practice this fasting in this way. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us his joy, his peace, and to grant us all our life to be a trip of feasts. Every day I say, oh, today is a new feast. Today I enjoy my Lord Jesus Christ. Today I have the experience of the heavenly life. Today I am ministered or served by the heavenly host. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who came specially for every one of us, and who humbled himself and emptied himself on our behalf, grant us through humbleness and meekness to accept his grace, to discover his blessing, so that we may live in him. Glory be to God. Amen. I hope if there is any question. تحب تقول له ترميم Thank you, Hamid. In the New Testament, why John the Baptist sent his disciples to ask Jesus Christ if he is the Messiah or should we wait for another? As we know, John already saw the Holy Spirit coming down on Jesus and he witnessed for him that he is the Son of God or the Lamb of God. Who will carry the people's sin? Who are you? I think this question is very important, especially when we speak about our trip here in this life, that joyful life, or the joyful trip, because we are in a company with the Lord Jesus Christ. If a lady, after her marriage for 10 years or more, had no baby, she was not pregnant, and suddenly she became pregnant and discovered that she would have a baby. What about her feeling when she brought forth a baby after 10 years? Can any person express her joy to her? After a couple of days, she looks to the baby, he doesn't change. Then she says, oh, the same face from a week, from 6 days, from 5 days, until now, his face is not changed. It is boring. I want to change my baby. What do you think? Never. After a couple of years, if she had this lonely child, he became a boy or a girl, and she said, oh, the same child, the same boy, can I change it with my neighbor? I said, can you take my child and I receive your child or my son or my daughter? Never. If he become or she become 20 years old, would she say, oh, 20 years I see the same face, it is boring? Never. Through life there is no boring. Through love, there is no boring. Every day when she looks to her baby, she said, oh, as if it is the first time I see my baby. When she looks to her son or her daughter, even if they are 20 or more years old, they said, as if it is the first time I see them. Because through love, there is a kind of inner renewal even in our relationship with our kids. John the Baptist discovered the Lord Jesus Christ while he was in the womb of his mother. And he knew him. And he was, as we can say in the Hebrew word, he was dancing. He make a party in the womb of his mother. She discovered her baby is rejoicing, and she became full of joy, and she have a or she gave a hymn. When the Lord Jesus Christ came to be baptized and he looked what happened through his baptism, he said, oh, as if it is the first time I saw him, as if I didn't know him before. And when he will see him on the cloud, he will say, oh, as if it is the first time I see you. This is in fact our experience. Every time we are looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, as if it is the first time we see him, And we say, as we do not know you before, but now I know you more and more than I know before. Then don't be surprised that John the Baptist, every time he discovered as if he knew him for the first time. When he sent those disciples, he was not in doubt, never. He noticed some of the disciples were attracted to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was his pleasure. He was rejoicing. He was the friend of the groom. He was rejoicing that the disciples went to the groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then just little bit of his disciples were surrounding him. He knew that he will be martyred. He will be killed. He wanted them to go to the Lord. He wanted to teach them who is the Lord. Then he sent them, not because he was in doubt. He asked them to ask this question so that the Lord Jesus Christ will teach them by his mouth directly from the Lord Jesus Christ to him. For example, if a boy asked me, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? I say, can we pray together? You ask the Lord. Then he says, my Lord, I want to know you. Can you reveal yourself to me? It doesn't mean I am doubt or I can't speak with him concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. I want him to be in direct relation with the Lord, to speak with him face to face and to hear from the Lord the answer. Thank you. I have a problem of always comparing everything I have to that which I don't have. The grass always seems greener on the other side from which I order for dinner to a person I am thinking about for a relationship. Any help, God bless. He compared everything he have to that which I don't have. And instead of complaining for what you have not, thanks God for what you have. When we pray in the canonical hour, the prayer of the morning, third hour, sixth hour, and so on, we start by Psalm 50 or by Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Then before I ask forgiveness, I have to ask him, thank you, O Lord, for you truly grant me so and so, and you brought me to this hour. Before we ask anything, we have to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Then I hope for this person and for all of us, instead of complaining of what you have not, you have to thank at first. Thanksgiving grants a kind of joy in our inner man. When any person comes and says to me, I am complaining or suffering of depression, I ask him to practice this spiritual exercise, to thank God every morning, at noon, at night, for the gifts of God. Through thanksgiving, our life will be very bright and we will be full of joy. Thank you. I was in Egypt last summer and there was a book about Da Vinci Code that was in Arabic. I wanted to ask if the book was translated in English. I wrote it in Arabic and His Grace Ambabshoy, he wrote about it in Watani, the newspaper, and he said that he would write in English another book. And I heard this week before I came, it was published in the United States. So he wrote in concerning Da Vinci Code in English. I didn't see it till now, but I hope I will see it. For those who want to read in English, I think it is very easy to bring the books of Ambabshoy. Already it was published. And I think it was published by the same, I think, the same publisher who published for the book of Dan Brown. He insisted that the publisher of Dan Brown to publish his book. And the Old Testament, why the serpent on the stick was symbolizing Jesus Christ on the cross, while the serpent is a symbol of devil. Brave. When the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, in fact the devil was crucified because he lost his authority. And the Lord Jesus Christ granted all of us to be free. Therefore, when we are looking to the serpent, it means the Lord Jesus Christ crushed the serpent under his feet. Therefore, when we are looking to this bronzen serpent, we are looking to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ who crushed the devil. In our busy life, with lot of works and all the problems we face during our day, how can we practice the joy of fasting? Very good question. We are very busy. We have lot of problems sometimes. How can we are involved in the joy of our fast? Our treasure, as we heard in the Sunday of Treasure in the Great Lent, our treasure is where? Within us. You have your treasure, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. As Saint Paul said, that our treasure, that we looks like spot or bottles, and the Lord and the treasure is within us. The kingdom of God within us. Then your joy is within you. You are not in need to have special place at your work to pray. You can pray while you are working. You can pray while you are sleeping. And I think in Psalm 149 or 48, it is said that they sing songs on their beds. It means while they are sleeping, their hearts are rejoicing, their hearts are giving hymns, their hearts are in heaven. Therefore, this practice doesn't need to leave your work and to be involved in practicing any kind of adoration, but it is from your inner man. When always you are praying or you are giving hymns and you are rejoicing while you are eating or you are drinking or you are driving your car and so on, even while you are sleeping, you will give hymns to God. You will be full of joy. In John 17:19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. What does he mean by sanctifying himself? How and why? The Lord Jesus Christ, in his humbleness, in his love, as the Logos, became man. He emptied himself. When he said he sanctified himself, It means he dedicated all his life for our salvation. He was not in need to be sanctified because he is the source of sanctity or of holiness. He is the Holy One. But for my sake, he dedicated his life for my salvation, for my glorification, for my sanctification. Then he accepted, although he is the Lord of the whole world and of the heavenly hosts and all mankind, for me he sanctified himself so that I may be sanctified. And every one of us can say the same thing. For the sanctification of all mankind, I will be sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we dedicated our inner man, our time, our emotions, our senses, our mind, for the sanctification of the world, surely God will be work in us and in them. How do you draw the line between not appearing fasting in front of people, colleagues from work, non-cops, and between witnessing to Jesus Christ by telling them that we are fasting and abstaining from food because of the Holy Great Lent? I know it is too hard to make a line to distinguish between your feeling. Is it, or do you want to disappear or to do everything secretly or to witness to your life? I feel the problem not from outside, the problem within ourselves. If I fasted and my colleagues discovered that I am fasting, then I said, oh, my Lord Jesus Christ fast, it is my pleasure that I share him his fasting. On my behalf, he accepted not only to fast, but to sacrifice himself. Therefore, I hope that I share him his own love. It is a witnessing. But within my heart, I feel I am unworthy to witness to him. Therefore, if you fast in a visible or invisible way, what is more important, what is your feeling? Do you want everyone to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you hope everyone to be sanctified and to enjoy or to share you your experience, your spiritual experience? Is it wrong to tell our colleagues that we can't eat something because we are fasting? What should we say? No. We are not looking for what is about outside. We are looking for our inner feeling. When any person asks me to eat, like in flight, we sometimes ask it vegetarian food, and sometimes they ask why, because it is a time of fasting for the whole church. And I feel I am a member of the church, and I want to share all the church the practicing fasting, especially in the concert which we heard today. The 23rd Psalm says, he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Is it something we should be joyful about? Surely. Because what is the table? The Eucharist. Who are the enemies? The powers of darkness, devil and his angels. Then we are joyful that by enjoying the Eucharist, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we crush and we defeat Satan and all his angels. Shall we be glad that the Lord helps us in the presence of our enemies? Surely, because our enemies are not human beings. Our enemies are Satan and all these evil spirits. Is this not an opening for pride and malice? No. We are not white pride. It is not my work, it is the work of the grace of God who grants me victory, not by my own authority, my own strength. It is by His own authority, by His own strength. Any other question? Thank you for your listening, and I hope you pray for me, and I hope all of us to enjoy the Great Lent and to accept all the readings of the Great Lent as a preparation for the feast, the daily feast, and for our marriage celebration. And at when we celebrate the feast of the Easter, in fact it is the dynamo or the source by which we practice the risen life every day. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you.
احنا بنشكر ربنا تدرس على الفرصة الجميلة اللي جه يقدمها لنا في فترة الصوم و بصلوات ابونا كده ربنا يدينا نعمة ان احنا نعيش حياة الفرح اللي كان بيكلمنا عنها النهاردة. تفضلوا نصلي مع بعض.